This is Akashvani, the news read by Narang Koyang. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asserted that from health to social security, the country is moving ahead with the feeling of saturation in every field, which is also a great picture of social justice. Sharing his thoughts in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani today, Modi, citing a report of International Labour Organization, said presently, most of the populace in India is taking advantage of one social protection benefit or the other. Modi highlighted that these successes have instilled confidence that the coming times will be even better and India will become even stronger at every step. Prime Minister Modi also mentioned about the World Health Organization declaring India trachoma-free, saying Swachh Bharat Abhiyan has helped in eradicating the menace and Jal Jeevan Mission also contributed to a lot of ending the disease. Talking about the emergency, the Prime Minister said, just a few days ago, the imposition of emergency on the country completed its 50 years and the countrymen observed the Samvidhan Hatya Divas. He said those who imposed the emergency not only murdered the constitution, but they also had the intention to keep the judiciary as their slave. Minister of State for Civil Aviation, Muralidhar Mohol, has stated that the Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau will investigate the recent Air India plane crash in Ahmedabad from all possible angles, including the possibility of sabotage. Speaking at an event in Pune, the minister, however, clarified that at this stage there is no indication of a terrorism angle. He also said the black box of Air India flight AI-171 has been recovered and it is currently with the Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau and will not be sent outside the country for analysis. The crash, which occurred last month, claimed the lives of 274 people, both on board and on the ground. A team of National Commission for Women led by Dr. Archana Majumdar today visited the Law College in Kolkata in connection with the alleged gang rape case. Meanwhile, the Kolkata police have formed a special investigation team led by Assistant Commissioner of Police to probe it. Police have arrested four persons, including a security guard, in the case. In Odisha, at least three people were killed and over 80 others were injured in a stampede during the Rath Yatra near Sri Gundicha Temple in Puri this morning. Eyewitnesses said that several devotees sustained injuries when workers were unloading the sacred Charamala logs from a truck near the Gundicha Temple. The incident caused panic among the crowd, leading to a stampede. Law Minister Prithviraj Harichandan stated that government will conduct a full investigation. In Uttarakhand, rescue operations are underway in Barko Tehsil of Uttarkashi district after a cloudburst struck early this morning, leaving nine workers missing. Heavy to moderate rainfall since last night has disrupted normal life in several parts of Uttarakhand amid heavy rainfall across the state. The Char Dham Yatra has been suspended for a day. Pilgrims have been advised to follow the official guidelines and avoid heading towards the shrines until the weather improves. Southwest monsoon has further advanced into the remaining parts of Rajasthan, West Uttar Pradesh and Haryana in entire Delhi today. In India Meteorological Department said, monsoon has covered the entire country today, 9 days before the normal date. The weathermen said, the low pressure area over Northwest Bay of Bengal and adjoining West Bengal and Bangladesh course persists over the same region today. The associated cyclonic circulation extends up to 7.6 kilometers above the mean sea level. It is likely to move slowly westwards across North Odisha, Gangetic, West Bengal and Jharkhand during the next 2 days. U.S. President Donald Trump's Big Beautiful Bill has passed the key Senate vote. The bill was passed with a narrow vote of 51-49 as the bill now heads for its next round of votes. The U.S. president has hailed the key Senate vote as a great victory for the Republican Party. The bill is part of President Trump's efforts towards tax cuts and spending and focuses on funds for the U.S. president's top immigration border, tax cut and military priorities and policies. Russia has launched its biggest aerial attack against Ukraine overnight using hundreds of drones, cruise and ballistic missiles damaging homes and infrastructure. Ukrainian authorities have confirmed the attack today, saying at least 6 people have been injured. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.